Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthcare Businesswomen's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. Hello and welcome to our podcast series on career transition. My name is Julie Kelly. I'm not only your host today for this HBA series, but I also am the Vice President of Business Development for Asheville Healthcare. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA, HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, this program series titled Career Transitions, Moving from A to Z with Success and Purpose, supports the HBA mission by exploring real career journeys and sharing key learnings from our HBA members. So let's start this conversation. Today's chapter is what I've titled Fueling Your Financial Career Growth Globally, and I have as my guest Vincent Yap, who is the Transformational Lead and Director of Procurement of Bayer US. Welcome, Vincent.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie, for having me on this program.
Well, absolutely. You are a truly fascinating HBA member, and I've known you for quite some time. And today, Tintin is going to talk about some of the transitions she has made across the globe in her career. How to manage them, you know, how did she prepare for them? Tintin has moved back from Malaysia to Australia to Singapore to Germany, the Midwest, the East Coast, China, and finally back to New Jersey. And I'm exhausted just thinking about that, all that packing and unpacking, and hopefully thinning of assets. So also while at Bayer, Tintin has led SAP rollouts for material sciences, accounting for pharma, controlling for OTC products, a commercial department of 100 distribution managers for 27 provinces in China, and now is in the transition lead position for procurement. Exhale, I'm tired. I don't know how you do it, girl. And there's a lot of languages going on in there, and we're going to talk about that, too, because, holy moly, that's a mouthful. So let's start off with a bit about your background, Tintin. Where did you study? Where did you start your career?
Okay, yeah. I majored in accounting and computer science in Monash University in Australia. But that's not where I grew up, as Julie has said. I grew up in a small town in Malaysia called Melaka. I actually did not want to leave the place at all growing up, but opportunities in Malaysia for study is limited to those of Chinese heritage. So the opportunity came up in Australia, and off I went. And through some scholarship opportunity, I managed to complete my international degree in Australia, in Melbourne, and that had opened up a lot of possibilities for me. And for me at that time, the world has just become a way larger and bigger place. So I moved on to my first job in Singapore with Coopers & Lybrand, and before it became PricewaterhouseCoopers. And that's where I came in contact with Bayer. Bayer was one of our clients at the moment. And after being on the account for about 2 years, I joined the company. So in less than 2 years with Bayer, leading the accounting organization in Singapore, Bayer offered me an assignment at the headquarters in Leverkusen, Germany. And at that time, I did not really know where Germany was on the map. So my sister told me, please go to the bookstore to pick up a map. So that's what I literally did. I pick up a map, I look at where Germany was, and it was far away from where I was. I arrived in, it was in Europe somewhere, I knew it, but far, far away from where I was. Excellent. So I arrived in Germany in the middle of winter, actually, after many, many hours of flight, and it was such a contrast. Singapore at 95 degrees, lots and lots of people. Right, and I arrived in a small town, snow-covered. I've never seen so much snow in my life. And the worst of all is I did not understand a word what people were saying.
Holy moly, you are one brave soul.
Right. I was, sorry, yes.
Yeah, I'm saying, so my gosh, you know, you struggled and you made it work, right? And then what happened from there?
I did. So struggling a little bit, but, you know, young and resilient, I guess. So I made it work. Yeah. And that became a springboard for me to get an opportunity in the U.S. after several years.
Well, there's lots of springboarding here all over the globe. So share a little bit about, you know, how intentional were your moves and did you have a plan, Vincent?
Well, intentional, absolutely. I wouldn't say I had a plan. The roadmap, moving all the way from Singapore and Germany wasn't exactly plannable at that time in my life. And I would call a roadmap. I had a certification in CPA from Australia, and I had a long-term goal to be a CFO one day. So when I was offered the role in Germany, that role was in the human resource department. A slight departure from my space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I took it anyway because I wanted the headquarter experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, after I was in the role for several months, I realized that I needed to speak way more German. And I didn't have so much time to get up to speed to be able to function in my role. So rather than going back to Asia, I didn't want to quit. So I looked and looked, and I found another opportunity within the finance department and supported them on system implementation in the finance accounting systems. And that seemed to me at that time in line and a much better fit to my CFO role.
Mm-hmm.
So after several years of learning German accounting principles in Germany, I managed to be on key projects, rolling out SAP all across Europe, and that again opened up a new opportunity for me to come to the U.S. So going to the U.S. at that time was something me and my family have discussed to be at. Yeah, I met my husband in Germany, and we have always discussed a place where it is in the middle, not Germany, not Asia, but an English-speaking country, somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
So working on the systems implementation in the U.S. for several more years, I knew I had to get back on track again in my CFO track. So when Bayer acquired Schering Pharma in 2006, an opportunity came up, the role as the head of accounting for the combined pharma business in the U.S. And to expand that further, I think after about 7 years, after we stabilized the organization in the accounting function, I moved to China 5 years ago as the controller in our consumer care OTC business in Shanghai. So I guess the common thread of all these moves and springboarding, as you were describing, Julie, I would say each transition for me came with a purpose, right? That really helped me focus on looking for the right opportunity, and most importantly, at that point in time, the opportunity has to be right for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And Tintin, how do you prepare for career transitions?
Yeah, preparation is absolutely very key. Especially in my transitions, it involves change of role and change of country. This is especially challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think, firstly, it's important to have a clear purpose on why I wanted to make the transition. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It really helped me, right, to stay on track, or sometimes, if necessary, make some course corrections.
Mm-hmm.
But when times are really tough, the purpose in mind motivated me to keep going. And believe me, times can be tough.
I bet.
Right. Yeah, and in a strange country, as I was describing, cold weather, language, culture challenges could be fun as a learning, and mm-hmm. when things don't go right, it could be very challenging.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to evaluate and take time to evaluate together, right? Each one of these moves that, you know, you have to understand what you're going into, prepare, gather lots of information so you're well informed about what you're getting into and the challenges absolutely. And the risks that you might encounter, correct?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And what I found also useful as I made the transition, and I would admit that each transition as I started in this journey was not 100% clear, right? So I gathered
mm-hmm,
the experience
right.
in each transition in a cumulative fashion and came up with something like a simple way of looking at it. What skills and experiences I will get, and most importantly, mm-hmm. the next step after this role that I'm going for.
Wow.
So looking
wow.
ahead... Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard to look ahead on something you can't really grasp, especially when you're in a different country or different role.
Mm-hmm. All right. So can you summarize what advice you'd give your junior self if you had to look back?
If I had to look back, well, if I get to do this all over again, I would say three things that I will keep in mind, and that is really set your mind to do something, focus, and go and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing will be really never be afraid to explore, even if it is a role or country, which something that you may think that is completely out of your imagination. Important is to gather the information you need. Right, and once you know more, it may not be that impossible after all.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the last thing that I felt very important, and I learn each time as I go through the transition how important that is to build a support system around you.
Absolutely.
And during, right, so in times like that, the hard skills and experience and the textbook information, I will call it, it's important, but the people around you that will support you when you need help and give you, most importantly, positive reinforcements when you need it.
Yep, and speaking of, we're running out of time, but speaking about support system, what role has the HBA played in your career?
HBA has been key in my career. I started volunteering at HBA in the mentoring program. And 2 years' time, I expanded my role to be the vice president of the Metro Chapter Board. And I've made a broad spectrum of friends, sponsors, and they are all very instrumental in the point that I was mentioning on the support system. And when I made my transition back to China, from China to the U.S., it was so key that I had that. And Julie, you probably did not realize how much support you gave me last summer.
No.
When I was
it
making
was my
transition.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Right.
It was my pleasure. Absolutely. Vincent, we're running out of time. We're running out of time, and I do want to thank you for sharing your story today. You truly are an inspiration. I wish I had as much medical chutzpah to go across the world the way you have. Thank you for your contributions to the HBA, and thanks for sharing your story. Tune in for other podcasts on navigating gender parity in the workplace with communication tips, as well as more of our transition stories. This is Julie Kelly with the HBA signing off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.